continued.
That he throws into the bayah. Some emele, the heft of mechitzeh we are having all the time, even the last moment. But the last moment, the last split second of the ma'isa anoche, so it's not cut off from the surrounding space. But throughout the bulk of the time of the ma'isa anoche, spent in the ma'isa anoche, it was shut off from the surrounding space too. So then he's chayav. This is what he says, and it's implicit in the Rosh. So he says like this. Peres mevatel mechitzeh. Peres. She lo ishim zorak peres lebeya sheipota. She yue in atzmon mevatel mechitzeh. Do amrino liil de peres lo mevatelu lo mevatel mechitzeh. Lo amrino bu anoch aschei vitzilut mechitzeh vayado de osin. Do yike mechitzeh mikores vishazrike. Elo de chivim de mikore mimale peres. Hazeret shompota. Shari nisbatlo kedem zrike zumi teras mechitzeh. In other words, he doesn't mean the heft of mechitzeh, but miteras mechitzeh, there is another aloche, or that it has to be shut off. That's one of the teras mechitzes. So in this case, throughout the time of the maises rike, it wasn't nikah. So in other words, if it wasn't nikah, it isn't shut off. If it isn't nikah, so from the surrounding space, sheinim keviror be nikah veinim mishtameshlei. But if the dozen oranges are the chifetz, that he throw for which he has to become mechuyev. So then we say, as far as the heft of mechitzeh is concerned, so pirulimach mechitzeh. So even the last split second, there is a heft of mechitzeh. As far as being shut off from surrounding space, so throughout the time spent in the ma'ases rike, it was shut off too. When wasn't it shut off? The last moment. So that we don't care. So in other words, so the first lashon in Ramban is based. The first Lashon Ramban is based upon the premise that by Shabbos we require two elements. First of all, the Heft of Mechitzeh, and then that it also has to be Mukav Mechitzeh, and shut off from the surrounding space. Now then he gives another Teretz. So the other Teretz apparently assumes not that Gabriel Shabbos, there are no two elements, and that Gabi Shabbos, just that it has to be Mukav Mechitzeh. The Mokim has to be Mukav Mechitzeh, has to be shut off from the surrounding space. So in the second lashon he says that peres bibeir is mevatel mechitzes. But he says, so why don't we say over there, Gabit Velo Shmeino too, that it is Mivatel de Mechitze, just as the Peres here and the Beir. So he says, Mishum Shesei Filippel Mishom, Veinei Binyen, Vianoche Gmuresh, it is Kaim Leilom, Shivatel de Mechitze. So he emphasizes the expression Veinei Binyen, because over there in that Gemore, so, one thing that I did not discuss, I mentioned the Ramban's Teretz on Teisus Kashi against Rashi. So, Teisus Kashi against Rashi was, according to Rashi, the Gemara of Dvila Shmeil deals with Al Gamis Mitzvotzom. So, Memele, Teisus Kashi was, the Binyan Zeh, Mirashi Yisrael, Kibushi Gude Bifnim, my mates, he got it couple of years ago. Then a high watch it's a cool of the hood. Doctor, I couldn't think of the whole culture. He's high, Kim Shreshe Echot, Yotso Hutu Daldames. That's the discussion. So the Ramban gives a Terence that, and that we said that the Ramban is Lishitose. He says that here it's not like mates, he got it couple of years ago. So half of the kupo is not in the Rishus Rabim, is still in the Rishus Ayochid. So then he's potter. Or let's say Meitzichot Kupo Chutzal Daladames, and half of the kupo is still stands in within Daladames. So there is potter, because the Anoche is partially Teir Daladames, partially Chutzal Daladames. So he's potter. Mashenkin here, the Rambam Lishitose, since sticks to the side surface of the Kesel and the Ramban Shite in the Sugi of Rav Mordechai, that the Hanoche is determined exclusively by the space, the place upon which it is set up, not by the place that it occupies. So Memele, here it's not Agdei Mokim too. It's not considered that part of the Chefetz of the Dvelo is noch in the Mokim Tov, because the Anoche is side surface. The side surface of the Kesel is beyond the Dalet Ames limit. But there is one question that arises in connection with Rashi Shite. So why does it make a difference? Monefshech, if Anoche is considered, is determined only by the space that it is set upon, to which it takes, so why do the Gemara say, why did the Gemara say, Va'amai, hokom imayit ma'avame? So then the Gemara did the Teretz, hosom loy mevatlei, hochel mevatlei. So the only reason as to why his chayef is because loy mevatlei. But Enoch Name, if instead of throwing a dveiro, he would throw a piece of teat, and the intention would be that teat should remain sticking to the keser, and for good, so then he would potter, and the meal he says so, in some words, only if it will shmeino, so he's potter, so he's higher. But if instead of throwing it will shmeino, he'll throw teeth, a lump of teeth, and with the intention that should remain there in the structure, so then he'll be potter, because of the alternative that hanochas chifetz v'siluk mechitze v'adoleko say he's potter. But the question is, according to what the Ramban says in Rashi, that the reason as to why here it's not considered to be munach partly chutz l'adames and partly within l'adames is because Hanochi is determined, as the Ramban says in the sugi of Ramot, is determined only by the space that supports the chayfetz, not by the space that the chayfetz occupies. So even if he throws teeth, a lump of teeth, rather than a dveiro, and his intention is that it should remain there in the structure, so it should also be put there according to the alternative that anochas chifetz v'siluk mechitze v'alto lekoseh so ispot. So the pshat, in the Ramban is, and this is what the Ramban is emphasizing here, shom sheseifi lipil mishom ve'ine binyen v'anoche gmore. In other words, when does the Ramban say that anoche is determined exclusively the space that supports it, not by the space that the chifetz occupies. That is, if the chifetz is not part and parcel of the structure of the edifice of the kesel, it's a dveiro that sticks to the kesel. So it's a chifetz. So if it's a chifetz, so we say, and if we ask the question, where is that dveiro noch? Where is Velo Noch? So we say that in as much as he was not Mivatel the Velo, so the Chayfetz is Noch on this side surface. It's not Noch in the space, in the avia that the Velo occupies, but only on the side surface. But suppose he throws a lump of teeth, and he wants it should remain there for good, because he wants this lump of teeth to be incorporated into the structure. So it's like throwing, let's say, a whole row of bricks with some adhesive in back of them. And he'll throw a whole layer of bricks with an adhesive or glue, let's say, in back of them. And he'll throw it so that it should become attached and glued to the surface of the... Now, this is the wall, and this is a layer of bricks. And there is some glue, adhesive in back of it, and they'll throw this layer of bricks against the wall so that when it comes in contact with the wall, it becomes attached to the wall and becomes incorporated into the wall. So in such a case, the Ramban wouldn't say that even though this layer of bricks that becomes attached to the side surface of the wall and becomes incorporated into an extension of the wall, that it's only noch on this side surface. Because just as you cannot say, let's say, now this wall, so behind these stones, there are other stones. So you cannot say that this stone lies the stone to which it is attached, the back of it. It's one wall. So in other words, so then, where is the wall station? On the floor. You don't say that this stone is noch on the stone in back of it. No, we don't say it because it's one wall. So Memele, the Havamin of the Gemara was, that by Dveilo he was Mevatle. So Memele, it's like a lump of teeth that is thrown to the wall to become incorporated into the abyss. So Memele, so it's like a row of bricks with an adhesive in back of it that is thrown against the wall and becomes attached to the wall. So then we cannot say that the Hanochi is only on the side surface. Just as we cannot say that the Hanochi of this layer of stones is on the column of stones in back. It's one wall. So the whole wall is stationed on the floor. So here too, since the Havamin of the Gemara was that he was Mevatel the Dveilo, and so the Dveilo becomes incorporated into the edifice. So that means that this Dveilo is an extension of the wall. So Memele, so the whole place that the wall occupies is the Mekim Anoche. So it's Ma'id Mechitze. So the Gemara gives the tenets? No. Hosom Loi Mevatel. He's not Mevatel the Dveilo. So Memele, it doesn't become incorporated into the wall. It doesn't become an extension of the wall. So Memele, so the Anoche is the place to which it sticks. But if he would be Mevatel the Dveilo, then it would be incorporated into the wall. So then the Mekim Anoche would be the whole place that the wall occupies. And since since this part of the wall would occupy a space within the Aladames, some may lay it's Mevatel Mechitze. This is what Ramban says here. V'ikel ifrushe, hodi omar osom loy mevatle, mishum se seife lipel mishom, ve'ine binye. His intention is not that it should be incorporated in the wall. So it doesn't become part and parcel of the binyan of the edifice of the structure. V'hanoche gmure. So in other words, So in other words, if it's iskayim leilom, then it would be anoche gmure, and the anoche would be where? Not just on the side surface to which it sticks, and the whole space that the wall occupies. So it's not like that. Why? Because he didn't throw a lump of teeth. He only threw a dveilo. Givalchis aval hanach peiros bibeir vadem vatmchis. Then he says uvitays vespirshu. The hoche mivatel hu shein yochil la'aleisa min abeir ad la'achar ha'shabes ve'nikum. So in other words, what does Tesis say? That on the contrary, that he says just the opposite. But so apparently, because Tesis says it's askoshe, that means that Tesis is chelik andarim. V'rach zal kosa in respect to the same kasha. So that there is a stira between the gemore of Dveilo and the gemore of Habaye of Peire mivatel mechitzte. So v'rach zal kosa. Aber Peire shekwa husmu bebeir im nosan klub me mailo potter di peire me batle me chitze ve hanen mi le di batlinu li gabe beir aber li atzniu li peire bebeir li meder o le meichol minaye li bosaroche lo imatim beir. So the Rach says when does Abaye say that if he put peires in the beir, thereby reducing the imig beir from 10 tvochen deep to 7 tvochen deep to 7 tvochen deep, and then he threw something into that barrier, so he spot there only if Skavone was that Peres should remain there. And the Gemara of Dveilo and Mevatlo so deals with the case where Skavone was not that he should remain sticking there. He just wanted to have some fun, so he wanted that he should stick. All his interest that he should stick for a moment, and then it'll fall off, so he'll have even more fun. So it's not good. That's the Rach. We gamzelo nischavali. The imbitul peiros bebeir klum. The botlo daite itzel kol odom. Elo ma'atz mehim vatel mechitzes ma'achash shekvahus mishom kidbarash. So now the Ramban is chelik and Rach. So in other words, so the Ramban says that even in a case where the intention of the person is to leave, let's say, the tefuyah there, leilom void. Suppose his intention is that tefuyah should remain there as a souvenir, I mean as a memorial for something. So leilom void, it should never be taken out. So even in such a case, it will not be mevatel. Why? Because the average reasonable person does not leave peiros tefuyah in the bayah for good. So even though his intention is to live there for good, and he's the Baalim, he's the owner, so we say Batal Daita Yitzchak Olam. There is a general concept of Batal Daita Yitzchak Olam. But the Rach agrees that there is a general concept of Batal Daita Yitzchak Olam. But the Rach Shita is that this halacha of Batal Daita Yitzchak Olam has no shaykhes with Mechitzis. There's no shaykhes with Mechitzis. Whereas the Ramban Shita is that even vis-a-vis Mechitzis, the principle of Batal Daita Yitzchak Olam has a shaykhes. Yeish makshin. Now then yes, Rakashi. Yeish makshin. מהודיק עשינם בפרק חלו חריד שבן בייס חצרס חריד שבן בייס חצרס מערבין שניים ומערבין אחד ואפילו מולי טבן וקש וטבן וקש ומבט ומחיצה וכל שפן פרס ומתארצה לו בחייגב נהוכה בקופה של טבן להסכימה תהירוי ומתארת All right, so again, we love Milzi. So he says, divad I peres now. So how does he answer the discussion? How does he answer the discussion? On one hand, we see that Peres is not Mivatel. Is not Mivatel Mechitzis. And then we say, so, and here Abaye says that Peres is Mivatel Mechitzis. That's the Kashi. So, why do we say in Perik Chalein, Chritche Ben Beis Chatzeres? So that is a hefsek between the two Chatzeres. So, Mitzmar Vishnaim Varvechon. In order that the Anshe Achotzer of one should be allowed to be Mitalter, they don't have to join the Anshe Achotzer of the other Chotzer to participate with them in the Ruve Chatzeres. So, why? Because it's two separate Chatzeres, two separate Rishuis. So he says, and even though, now, what makes it into two separate Rishuis? The fact that between the two Chatzeres, there is a Chritz, there is a Beir, that is only Kasor Rocha Parma. But then he put some, so if he put Opo soil in the chritz, thereby reducing the depth to 7 trochim, then it's mevatel the mechitze. And then it's considered, so the two chatzeres are considered like one chotzer. And it's ma'ar v'nechot, v'ma'ar v'shnai. But, if, so the Gemara says, if instead of putting Opo in the chritz, he put Teven Kash, so Loi Mivatle, so it's still considered as two separate Chatzeres, and Mi'al Vishnaim Lachat. So even if Teven Kash was placed there, Alachas Kamo Vechamo, if he put Peres, if he put Tui, so it's Loi Mivatle, and here Abaye says that it is Mivatle. So, Mitat Vechagav Noch Mikush Telaskinon, Vilav Milsi, so he says, how does he answer the Kashi? Vilav Milsi. Divadai peres leimvatle leimeveine mechitze ulshaviuo beis rishuis rishusechod ulitzalfa. So peres do not have the effect of being mevatle. That chritz from a chalizni mechitze, so that it should become the two, the heretofore. Two chatzeres should become merged into one rishus, into one chot. Aber mikol mokei le'in rishus Shabbos mivat le'michitze do'amik yud l'rochev dalet b'inon u'michitzes nikoris b'inon v'yoleke u'chidamoron v'chinamik abisuke geveyo peres lo'im vat lo geivo she'in enesim michitzes elu di Shabbos sh'ane kitay mekamed amoron v'tam nochanu. So in other words, the Ramban gave to Terutzi. So the first loshen and the second loshen. So the second Lashon was the Ikal Fushi. So now he's returning back to the first Lashon. So it seems from this Ramban that Ramban is again reiterating the Lomdes of the first Lashon in contrast to the Lomdes of the second Lashon. In other words, how did we explain the Lomdes of the first Lashon? That the Ramban holds that there are two ingredients in Rishus HaYochid. First of all, we must have the Heftz of Mechitzeh, and that is not enough. Even if we have the Heftz of Mechitzeh, let's say, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh, we say with Achis. So we have the Heftz of Mechitze all the way up to the Karaka. But it must be shut off. It must be Mukem Mechitze. It must be Chotzutz and shut off from the surrounding space. And that depends upon the Heker. Whether it looks shut off or it doesn't look shut off. So Mimele, so he says, Abaye says, that if it does not just into the Bayer, reducing the Emek to 7 Tvachim deep, and then he threw a ball into that bay, so he spotted. Even though the Peiris are not mivatel the Heftz of Mechitzah, and we still have a Heftz of Mechitzah of Yud, but in order to be Chayev for Zerik Mishus Ram Mishus Ayochid, so the Rishus Ayochid, it must be Nikia, in other words, it must be shut off from the surrounding space. It must be shut off from the surrounding space. So here it's not shut off from the surrounding space. Mashain came there, Ligabe, Chichem Beis Chatzeris. So Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve Ma'arvin Echot. So over there, as long as there is a Heftza of Mechitzi between one Chotzer and the other, so then it's Ma'arvin Shnayim. So even if it is not shut off, even though one chotzer is not shut off from the other adjoining chotzer, as long as there is a heft of mechitze between one chotzer and another, so it's already me'arvin shnayim. This is what he says. So he says, "V'lav milsi divadai peres le'mevatu le'mevin mechitze lashuie beis chesuiz chesuach le'tzafon avol mikol mokeim." And he says,
That's mashma from that brisa. So the people poor about people crying that it doesn't matter what the shear is, and it'll always be Rishus Ayochid.
Shir Samach in Shabbos Yud Gimel Adar Tov Shalom Tzayin March 3, 1977 Thursday.
Zirik Abraham is the case of the Milo Masorot Rochim, Kizirik Bavi, the Mato Masorot Rochim, Kizirik Boretz. Hazirik Boretz Abraham is Chayt. So if someone throws the Chayfet and it is it rests on the case cell, so if it rests on the case cell higher than 10 Rochim, so then he cannot be mechuyev on the score of Dalad Amis Vishus Arabi, because it's a mechuyev. We matu masorot rochim, but if it rests on the keisel below 10 rochim, so the avir, up to 10 rochim, the avir has a din of Vishus Arabi. So we may lay kizirik bores, so just as if it rested on the karka Vishus Arabi. Hazirik bores abam is chayt. Volinoch. So the question is, why do we, does the Mishnah say that l'mato ma'asorot rochim, so it is chayev, but it has to rest? So the Omer Rabbi Yechon Mitzvah Shmein Hashem. So let's say if he throws, let's say, a fig that sticks to the keisel, so Mimele, that's the Hanoch. Omer Rav Yehude, Omer Rav Priy, Zorak l'mailo ma'asorot. V'holcho v'inocho b'chei ha'kol t'shiru bonu l'machleikes Reb Meir v'Rabbono l'Reb Meir adom ha'chikikin l'hashlin mechayim l'Rabbono d'amrin chikikin l'hashlin loy mechayim. Tanyan ha'mohoche zorak l'mayro ma'asor v'holcho v'nei adnocho b'chei ha'kol t'shiru Reb Meir mechayim ha'chom t'yim Rash Reb Meir v'Rabbono d'yiflike b'chikikin l'hashlin v'fereka medyum. So that's in connection with mezuzah. So suppose if you have a kifo, an ark, so Reb Meir says that chaykin lahashli, and the Rabbonim say ein chaykin lahashli. So it is that is negayet in Shabbos too. So as long, so according to Reb Meir, as long as there is enough space, enough material to carve out the proper dimensions, so we consider it as if it had been carved out. And according to Rabbanon, we don't consider it as if it had been carved out. Rav Meir, so b'mokim sheyesh ki dilochik, hoche, is chayev direi nachei kilu arv. As long as there is enough space and material here to carve out the proper dimensions. So it's considered as if it is kata. Teisa says, Now that we learned already, but Teisves Esther Kashet Tav Zayin. How can Gemara say that the Chayak Kol Shu? So according to Rav Meir, so Chaykikin Hashlim Teimel Reed if they come the Erev Bekipor in the there's an art the Pliga for Rav Meir Rabbanon. I'm reading Hosom, but I'm reading Chaykin Hashim Radmeya, it will be Yej Beragleo Gimu, we gave a youth, Pirish Dobeya Gimu Trochi, she Yej Ben Roche Dalit, Avalim Beragleo Gimu, or she Negeveya Mihut, Loy Amrino. So in other words, you have to have a certain madikum of dimensions. You have to have a Geva Yud, because Legabi Mizuze, Geva Yud is important, because if it doesn't have a Geva Yud, so Mimele, so it's not Chayv B'Mezuzah. And it must have, L'chol HaPoches, a Rochav Dalet, B'Ragleo Gimul, so with a Rechav Dalet. So then Rav Meir says Chaykel Hashlim. But here the Gemara says that according to Rav Meir, even if you have just the Chayak Olshu, Chaykel Hashlim. Zvim Keinich Amrin Hoche Chaykel Hashlim Rav Meir B'Chayak Olshu. Ve'imari, דאיירה בחורין שדארקון לאסיד ושעשה ביניה של פולושים רשוס הרבי ובצד רשוס היוחידים רחובים דל אבל לא מצד רשוס הרבי ומכול העלמה בחור רשוס היוחיד דחור רשוס היוחיד כרשוס היוחיד so in other words here we have reference to חורין that are פולושים they are open on both sides to the רשוס היוחיד and it's the foolish to the רשוס הרבי so ממילא that chayir, on account of the fact that it's open to the rishus ayochid, so it has a din of rishus ayochid on the basis of the halacha of chur rishus ayochid kirshus ayochid. So the whole chayir, even the tzad that is to the rishus arabim, has a din of rishus ayochid. But there is a halacha that one is chayiv only if it's noch animokum choshu of dalet of dalet, and suppose the chifetz was noch on the side, on the opening of the chayya, that is litzad rishus arabim, so it is a rishus ayochid. But litzad rishus arabim, it's rochid dalet to the rishus, on the side of the rishus ayochid. But on the side of the rishus arabim, it's narrower than dalet. It's not wide dalet. It's not dalet dalet rochim wide. So the question is not as to whether we say chikik in l'hashlim to convert it into rishus ayochid. It's a rishus ayochid anyway, because it's chayv rishus ayochid. And on the side of the rishus ayochid, it is rochid dalet too. But on the side of the rishus arabim, it's not rochid dalet. But even on the side of the rishus arabim, it has a din of rishus ayochid, because it's the same chayah. It's the same chayah. But there has to be hanocha animokim choshuv of dal al dalet. So according to Rav Meir, we say Chaykin L'Hashlim, so it becomes Imokim Choshev. So in other words, so the effect of Chaykin L'Hashlim is not to convert it into a Rishus HaYochid. It's a Rishus HaYochid because of Chur Rishus HaYochid. So even on the side of the Rishus HaRabim, it has a din of Rishus HaYochid. But it has to be Imokim Choshev, and on the side of the Rishus HaRabim, it's not Dalet Rochim White. So through Chaykin L'Hashlim, it becomes Imokim Choshev. This is how it tastes. They may read the Ayre the Chumash the Dark Last in the Sabinian, Shepuloshi Rishus Rabbi, who with Tat Rishus Ayochid in the Chovim Dalet, Avaloy with Tat Rishus Rabbi, who we cool out the Havichu Rishus Ayochid, the Chorus Ayochid Rishus Ayochid on. So it's a Rishus Ayochid without Chikikil Hashlin, because of Chur Rishus Ayochid. So even the same Chayr that is Mifulesh, so even on the side of the Rishus Rabbi, it is a Rishus Ayochid. Will it leave you a Lishavi mocking down or down it? The Rabbiya Chaykin Lashlim Lavik down or down it? Abu Lamir Mechia Kochu. After Rabbiya made a Lamir Mechia Lashlim, there has to be a certain Madiko. Let's say, a Geva Yud, and let's say that it should have, as the Gemara says, that at the first Gimut Vochim, it's Rochim Dalet. Otherwise, we do not see Chaykin Lashlim. ואמרו רק לאשלים, וכי משהו בירושלמי לגרסין הנוסום, על דייק לרמיה, בין שאין שם דלת, בין שאין שם דלת. ראים עשה קיסר כגומו? So in other words, so at that time, I mentioned what the Marsho says. What's the raya from the Yerushalmi? On the contrary, the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi seems to imply that even a chiyom Ashu. But the raya from the Yerushalmi is, the Yerushalmi just mentions Ben Yeshem Dalet, Ben Sheim Shem Dalet, Reim is a case of Kigomu. So the Yerushalmi applies the Aloch of Chikil Hashlim only Gabi Dalet. How about Giva Yud? How about Yud? The Yerushalmi doesn't mention. The answer is because here we are dealing with Chulin Rishus Ayochid. So Mele Yitzir Rishus Ayochid anyway. So he doesn't have to have, the Chir itself doesn't have to have a Cholol Giva Yud. Because it's a Rishus Ayochid on the basis of Chulin Rishus Ayochid. And the whole Shaile is in connection with Dalet of Imokim Chosh. So then he says, Teisa says, V'davke isem shalem mailo miyud, chshive rechul rishus ha-yochid, aval shalem mato maso, ei bnei rishus ha-yochid mishtam shimshon, mipnei bnei rishus ha-rabim shemishtam shimshon. Alright, now, this is Teisa. So this is Teisa Shite. So Teisa is here, v'holcho v'nocho b'cheya kolchu, b'cheya mifule shayre, v'aycheke kila hashlim, Hayde lishav yimokim dalet kivrash liferikam. So this is Teisves pshat. Now, so according to Teisves, the effect of chikik l'hashlim is not to convert it into rishus ha-yochid. It's a rishus ha-yochid anyway, because of chulin rishus ha-yochid. It's a chulin mifulesh that is l'mayla miyud, and it's open. The chir is open on both sides, to the side of the rishus ha-yochid and side of the rishus ha-rabim. So it's a Rishus Ayochid because of Chul Rishus Ayochid. And on the side of the Rishus Ayochid, it has Dalet also. But on the side of the Rishus Arabim, it's not Dalet. Why? So because, so Memele should be Poter if somebody throws a Chayfetz. And according to the Rabbonon of Remeyer, he is Poter because it's not Imokim Dalet on Dalet. But according to Remeyer, so in view of the fact that on the side of the Rishus Ayochid, it is Dalet Vochim, why? So we say Chaykin Lashon. So it's in harmony with what the Gemara says, Neirev and Yume, that we must have a certain madikum to say the Chaykin Lashon. That's Teisa Shita. Now, the Rashbo mentions a very strange Rav Haibur in here, the Chiddush HaRashbo. Hold on, Marat Judah, Marat Chie. Zorak lemailu ma'asor av holcho v'nocho b'chir kolshu. Pirish Rabin Hai Goyen Zal, didavke b'chir b'vei ha'asor av mitzumtzom. Avo lemailu ma'asor, lo inech liko ramei av rabonon b'ho. Kim din lo kim tur kos le. So he says that when is the machlikit between Rabeya and Rabonon? And Rabeya says that he is chayev. And Rabeya says that he is chayev. That is only if the chayir is higher than 10. But suppose the chayir is exactly 10, not lemato mitem, not lemato mitem, but exactly 10. So then there is no machlekes, and Remeya will also be made there, that he is spot on. We don't say chaykik in l'ashim. Why? So the Rabbi Goyen mentions a very strange expression. Kidn di mokim tur kosel. I mean, what does he mean, mokim tur kosel? He means what Rav Mordechai, the Abaye that Rav Mordechai had, alright? So let's say, I mean, that according to Rabbi Goyen, the Abaye, the Sofik of Rav Mordechai, was based upon the fact that it passes through a neutral zone. But we don't pass like Rav Mordechai. And then it has nothing to do with Chikik Ilahashlim here. So it has nothing to do with chikik l'hashlim. So what does the Rav Hai Goyen mean? Kim mokim tur kos. In other words, since the chayyim culture, which imaginatively has to be carved out into the proper dimensions of dalet al dalet, so the chayfetz, where before it rests on that chayyim. So has to pass if through a mokim tur. So what? So that's the abaye of Rav Mordechai. So according to one alternative in Rav Mordechai Chayiv, Rabbi Goyen explains Rav Mordechai Abaye that way. So he's pointed out because it passes through a neutral zone. But Abaye and Rav and Rav Yosef, they had no suffix. And then, so it has nothing to do with Chayiv culture, with Chayiv Lahash. So it is obvious that Rabbi Goyen doesn't mean just the fact that it passes through a neutral zone. I mean that goes without saying. But what does it mean? And the strange thing about this Rashba is that Rashba mentions this Rabbi Goyen and he's masik and he says that he's strange. So he says, "V'yoraditi l'sivda asar avzal v'yadarade l'mayu ma'asorob l'mayu l'chamu mashma v'imkin havu l'meymar zorak b'cheyo b'v'yasor." So he asks another kashi against Rabbi Goyen. The losh, the diuk halosh, according to Rabbi Goyen. So Reb Meir Arizon only says chikiki lahashlim if it is asoro mitzumtzomis. But if it's l'mayom asoro, let's say it's 15 tvochim high, then not. So why does the Braise mention zorak l'mayom asoro? The expression l'mayom asoro implies not just asorah mitzvah, but more than asorah mitzvah. So the kashi is from the diuk halosh, but the main kashi is the etzem svore. I mean, how can it be explained that he doesn't ask? So of course it's that the Rashba means that too. He says, because when he says with the reality, they say dasa ravzal, he means he doesn't know the svore. The difference, what logic is there in the distinction between asorah mitzumtzameis and lemailam asorah? But he also asks a kashe from the diuk haloshin. The diuk haloshin is mashma that lemailam asorah. Now, so we have to understand this. We have to understand this Rabbi Goyen. Now, the chidushi aram and the gemara dav zayin. And the Gemara of Zion also says some a big chiddush, but just the reverse of what Rav Haigoyen says. Now, but the chiddush Aran, together with other Rishonim, they are chilek on Tesis, because you see, according to Tesis, so the effect of Chaykikin Lahashlim, according to Rav Meir, is not to convert that Chayyah into a Rishis HaYochid. It's a Rishis HaYochid anyway, without recourse to the halacha of Chaykin Lashlim. It's a Rishis HaYochid because of Chul Rishis HaYochid. Because it's a Churam foolish. So, and it's Lemaila Miyud. So, Mimele, it's the Bnei Rishis HaYochid HaMishtamish in it. So, even the other side that is not Rochev Dalet is a Rishis HaYochid. But the whole effect of Chaykin is to make it into a mokim choshev of dalet al dalet, dalet dalet. Now, the Ran, the Chiddush Ran, and the Zayin, just the reverse of what Rabbi Goyen says. The have mokim ptur, the shavye mokim choshu, the lasei se rishus ayochi, and the chaye vazirik b'cheir, avotei chasor, the have rishus arabi, the chayim pnei akeisel. So he says, Avo Techasoro. So Techasoro means both things. First of all, Techasoro Limatom Yud, and also Yud Mitzum Tzomis. That's also Techasoro. Everything is Techasoro Limatom Yud, and let's say if it's 8 Vochim, Hai, Dechim. So that's Techasoro. And if it is just Asoro Mitzum Tzomis, so it's again Techasoro. Avo Techasoro, the Haverish is Arabi, Vichim Pneya Kesel. So one thing that we see from this raw, that the raw is chelik and tesis, The other geshenim acher kan teisves. Teisves, according to teisves, so the effect of chaykik lahashlim is only to convert it into a dokim choshev of dal. But the rishus ayochit it is without it. And from the go, it's mashmano that the effect of chaykik lahashlim according to Rameyah is to change it into a rishus ayochit, to convert it into a rishus ayochit. So the go says, when does Rav Meir apply the halacha of chaykikin lahashlim if the chayr is lemaila miyut? So lemaila miyut. So now I mentioned that there is a machlekes reshein in the sugi of kaveres. So I said there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis as to whether a mokim ptur has a chalei shem rishus or he doesn't have a chalei shem rishus. Now Rashi explains the halacha of Zora Kaveres on the basis of Srikas Rishuyis is spot, because in the Mishkan there was only Srikas Chafotzim, there was no Srikas Rishuyis. So then he has the Kashe. So even if it's not Rochevov, even if it's not Rochevov in the Kaveres, so it's not the Rishus Hayochi, but it's Mokim Ptur. So if it's more than Yud, and even though it's not, if it's Goveya Yud, then not Rochevov. Why does the Gemara say only if it's Goveya Yud be Rochevov? So then you can inscribe Dal. But if it's Goveya Yud and not Rochevov, so then it's Chayev, but it's in Mokim Ptur. So it still should still be Potter because of Zrikas Rishuyis is Potter. So Rashi says no. Mokim Ptur, he says, Karmeles is only the Rabbonot. So Karmeles has Hishem Rishus, but that's only Ichal Hishem Mid Rabbonot. Masheinke, Mid Raise every Karmeles is a Mokim Ptur. So Mimele, if it's not Rochevov, so Mimele, it's a Mokim Ptur, and the Mokim Ptur does not have Ichal Hishem Rishus. And at that time we said, Teisves is Chalik. Teisves Shiti is that the Mokim Ptur also has Ichal Hishem Rishus. But we see that Rashi Shiti is that the Mokim Ptur does not even have a Chalei Shem Rishus. The Mokim Ptur means it's no man's land. It's like outer space. It doesn't have a Chalei Shem Rishus. The Mokim Ptur. So, the Ram says, because of that, V'davke b'cheir, she'ilimayu ma'asof, v'have Mokim Ptur, v'shavye Mokim Choshu, v'laseise Rishus Ayochi, u'v'chaye fazerik b'cheir, avol teich asorot, v'have Rishus Arabim, so the Roh obviously is Chilik on Teisves, and the Roh holds that the effect of Chilik Lahashlim is to convert it into Rishus Hayochid. So he says, so if the Chilik is Lahashlim, so then without Chilik Lahashlim, it doesn't have any Rishus, Chalishan Rishus. It's no man's land. It doesn't have Hashem Rishus. So then, so according to Rav Meir, as long as there is enough space in that Mokim Ptur, in that no man's land that is not Rishus, there is enough space and material to carve out the proper dimensions of Dalet, so it becomes converted into a Rishus Ayok. Masha'in kein vitztei chasot. So memele det chayah. So det chayah has Hashem Rishus Arabi. So we do not say chikiki lahashlim to change something that has a chshives. If it's a mokim ptur, so it has no chshives. If it's a mokim ptur, it doesn't have a chalei shem rishus. So mimele, we can imagine as if it had been carved out. Masha'in kein if it's teichaso. So they have a rishus arabim v'chein pnei akeser. So it has no chshives whatsoever. It doesn't even have a shem rishus. So I mean, on the contrary, I will take hasor, so it has chshives. What kind of Hashem Rishus does it have? It's a Rishus Arabi. So v'chein pnei akeser. So it's like the Avir of Rishus Arabi. So it has the Hashem Rishus Arabi. So through chikiki lahashlim, it should change from a Rishus, from one type of Rishus into another type of Rishus. That we don't see. This is what the Ross says. So the Ro says just the reverse of Rav Haigoyen. Now let's see what Rav Haigoyen says. Chidush Rabbi Nehai Goyen Zal, he dafke b'chir govia asorom mitzumtzom. B'chir govia asorom mitzumtzom. So in other words, so memele, it's not in Mokim Ptur yet. So that chir, that is govia asorom mitzumtzom, so without chikik in Lahashlim, it has Hashem Rishus. But through chikik in Lahashlim, so it changes from a Rishus Rabin into a Rishus Ayochi. So that we can say. In other words, in order to say chikik, we can only say just the reverse of what the Chidush Aran says. According to Rabbi Goyen, in order to say chikik in Lahashlim, to imagine, as if it had been carved out, mentions that it. So, Mimele, we say Chijik in Lashli. Mashein Kei. If it's a Mayumasorom, so it doesn't even have the Chshives of Imokim. Because it's like outer space, the Mayumasorom. It's a Mokim too. It's no man's land. It doesn't have the Chshives. It has no Chshives Mokim if it doesn't have Hashem Rishus. So Mimele, we do not imagine that as if the proper dimensions have been carved out, when B'tzias they were not carved out. If B'tzias will carve out the proper dimensions, fine. So then it becomes a Rishayochi. But to imagine as if it had been carved out, so we can imagine as if it had been carved out, if the Chayir has the Chshimes of Imoki, it has a Chalishem Rishus. Just the reverse of what the Chidush Aran says. The Chidush Aran says that we can only say Chikik in Lashlim, we can only imagine as if it had been carved out, if we do not have to change from one Rishus to another. When in Mokim Tur, something that does not have Chshives of Rishus is converted into a Rishus, then we say Chikik in Lashlim according to the Sharan. And according to Rabbi Goyen, it's just the reverse. In other words, if it has Chshives Mokim, it has a Chalishem Rishus, so then we say Chikik in Lashlim that we imagine as if it had been carved out. But if it's L'mayu Masorom, so it doesn't even have a Chalishem Rishus, so Memele, we cannot say Chikik in Lashlim. It's a very strange svara, but this is what Rav Haigoyen says. I mean, we find this a similar svara in the Chidush Aran, except that it's the reverse. Omar Rav Yudah Marad, Tela Mislakit Asoro Mitecharba Vizoach Minochal Gabo Pchay. In other words, if you have a slant and it's gradual. So in other words, so you can have a K-cell that is steep, in other words, just in an erect position. So that's 10 tvochim. Then it's 10 tvochim high. That's a K-cell. It's a mechitz of 10. But sometimes the K cell is not straight. It's not in the right position. So can it serve as a mechitze or it cannot serve as a mechitze? So the halacha is. So I mean, the same thing applies to a K cell and it applies to a tail. If it's a gradual slant. So if the slant of 10, if there is a slant of 10. Of 10 tvochim in the course of an area of Dalet Ames, in other words, if the slope is 10, so then it's considered as a mechitze of you. But if the slope of 10 is constituted in an larger area than Dalet Ames, if the tail is mislakit yud, we get a slope of 10 in an area of 5 Ames or more than Dalet Ames, then it's not considered as a mechit. As a mechit. Alright. So, in other words, if it is like this, let's say, over Dalet Amos. Now let's say, and from here to here is 10 Tvachim. The slope from here to here is 10 Tvachim. So if this is constituted over a tail of Dalet Amos, then it's considered Mechitze. But if it is constituted, the slope of 10 is constituted through an area of Hey Ames, more than Dalet Ames, it's not considered a Mechitze. Now, take Rashi. Tehila Mislaki, Chu Madri, Behelechu Mislaki, Miat Miat, Achi Magbi, Ayud Mitir Dalet Ames, Hareyu Kozokif Kule, Vahav Meshus Ayochi, Vimokim Gele, Vim Zorak Meshus Rabin, Vinochal Gabo, Chai, Vidav Kinokat Mitir Dalet Ames, Vimite Hei, he means more than Dalet. Hareyu Kisho Meshus Rabin, Dinichetashmish Teilil. In other words, if that mountain is acquires a slope of 10 tvachim over Heyames, so Mimele, it's very easy to climb up that mountain. So Mimele, it's not considered as a mechit. Now, Tanya Namor, Movei Sheshovel Isech, Vinase Madrin Lishisarabi. Oy shovel es es rabin vi nas im madrin is ich. Ey se mo bey in tsorich lo ilach vel ikh. Kan khanin em gam lir im til a mislak et asor mit ikh arba vi zo ak zo khalga bof khat. Now, let's see the rash. Mo bey she shovel es ich. So it's level with the rishus rab that it So with there and we had originally it was leveled with the Rishus Rabbi. And then Vinase Madrin Rishus Rabbi. Shohoyo Karka Hamovi, Gobeya Mikarka Rishus Rabbi, Vihutzrach Lishapeya, Eitzel Pisre Litzat Rishus Rabbi. So Oi now Shovel Rishus Rabbi Vinase Madrin Lisecha. Oi Shohoyo Shovel Rishus Rabbi Vinase Madrin Lisecha. Shohoyo Rishus Rabbi Gobeya Mikarka Hamovi. וכניסס המובי נאמי מן הפסח לפנים גובה כי קרקע רשוס הרבים רוחף עמו יחוצה עמו וחכן הוא נעשה מדרי לצדיף נמצואי so איסי מובי אני צורך לא ילכי איסי so איסי גיבה של צד הפסח that's when הבו למחיץ אף על פי שהוא משפה יבי now we have a מחליקס the Rambam and the Raivet and Dedi Yudayin halacha dalet. Movei shehu shove misechet umadvin rishus rabbi. Oy shove rishus rabbi umadvin misechet. Eini tzorich lezachiv lekeirosh amud rishus rabbi. In other words, movei. What does the movei mean? It means a movei sosum. So a movei sosum. So you're not allowed to carry that unless you set up a lechi and lekeiro on the fourth side. So three mechitzes the movei has. Now it does not have. He does not have a fourth mechitzah. But on the fourth side, so it is, we have a slant. So then we don't need any lechi on the fourth side because that slant is considered in lieu of the lechi in the king. That's the Gemara. So the Rambam mentions the Lashon HaGemara. So in the Tzorich lechi in the king, Shari Mutam Shisarab. The Raivet, Kosova Raivet Zal, Dafke bimodrin hamislaki tasoro mitecharva, shehu kimchitz, voche yitze bitisef. So the Raivet says, and he says, firash et sef, what the Raivet says. In other words, when do we say that we don't need any lechin keir on the fourth side, that is only if that slant itself is yud mitecharva. But suppose the slant is yud, that slant, the madrin, was made in such a way that it's Yud Mitechei Ames, not Yud Tvachim Mitech Dalet Ames. So then according to the Raivet, so you must set up on the fourth side a Lechi or a Keil. But the Rambam, alright, so the Rambam Shite seems, the Kashi is from the Tesefte, but the Rambam Shite seems to be that in this case, inasmuch is itzimovi. Itzimovi soso. So it already had three mechitzes. And the only thing that is required is in order to be allowed to carry in it a lechi and a keiro. Now the shittas Rambam happens to be that a movi sosum is not a rishus ayochid midraisi, because three mechitzes, movi sosum means three mechitzes. Three mechitzes only makes it into a moki b'tur midraisi. So, but it's not a rishus ayochid. But if you set up a lechi and a keiro, then it becomes a rishus ayochid. But the Rambam says there is a difference between a lechi and a keiro on the fourth side. If you set up a lechi on the fourth side, so even though without the lechi on the fourth side, so midraise it's a mokim p'tur, but with the lechi that is set up on the fourth side, it becomes converted into a shayoch. But suppose you don't set up a lechi on the fourth side, you set up a keiro on top, so then you are allowed to carry it. But if somebody will be zeirik from the rishus rabbim into that move that has, I mean, if that move that has three mechitzes and the keiro on top, so if you throw a chifetz from the rishus rabbim into that move has also that has the keiro on top and no lechi on the fourth side, so it will be caught. Why? Because lechi has it on the fourth side, has it in the mechitzes with the rice, but keiro is mishum hekia. So memele, that's only effective, that's only significant with Rabbanon. So if you have three mechitzes, so you're allowed to carry midraise anyway, because it's a mokim tur. But with Rabbanon, it's a kamales, you're not allowed to carry. So if you put up a keiro, so you put Rabbanon, you're allowed to carry. But it doesn't become converted into a rishayoch in midraise. However, if you set up a lechi, so lechi mishim mechitze, not just mishim hekeah, so it becomes converted into a rishayoch. So the Shittas Rambam is that in this case where you have a movi asoso, so and you only need in order to be allowed to carry, so if you set up a lechi, so you're allowed to carry in it, and if you set up a keiro, you're also allowed to carry in it, and but if you set up a keiro, so then a rishayochi, it doesn't become a rishayochi in the raise, but it's enough midrabonon to be allowed to be mitauto in it. So mimele, if that's lent, even though the slant is not a mislakita sora mitecharba, any slant, whatever kind of a slant it is, in view of the fact that it has three mechitzes, so in order to be allowed to carry in it, so it, even a keiro is enough, but the keiro doesn't convert it into a rishayochid midraise. So mimele, that slant, that madre, is as much of a heker as a keiro. But in a chaname, if somebody will throw from the rishus rabbim into that movei that has three mechitzes and it has that madrein, he will not be chayev. So the effect of that madrein will be like a keiro. So umadnu isecha in tzorich loy lechi v'lekeiro shalimu v'lu rishus rabbim, so heka there is. The Rambam doesn't say that if somebody will throw from the rishus rabbim into that movei, he'll be chayev, that not. But the raivichit is that madrein has to have a chaleiz di mechitze. How can it have a chalais de mechitze if that madrein is mislakit asor mitichar? So these are the two shittes. Now the miri,
and then he changed it into his land. So that's one Chiddush. Then he says, "V'yesh miforshim she'is a geiva shebisara pesach hilo imechitz." That's the right Chiddush. But the first is not because of Mechitza. It's the second wash in the Miri is... So according to the second wash in the Miri, says the Rai Vichite, so it's Mamish the Aloche of Tehla Mislaki that saw Mitecharba. But the Tehla Mislaki that saw Mitecharba, some Mele, it becomes the whole tale, becomes a Vishus Ayochim, because it's four Mechitzes. But she can hear, so that becomes a Mechitze on the fourth side, for the moment. For the moment. But it's the same Aloche. But according to the first Losh in the Miri, even if it's not Mislakit, Asora Metecharba. So it's not a Mechitze. But we have three Mechitzes here. We are only concerned with the Heker. So Mimele, that's land, is like here. Not like Lechi. Lechi, according to the Rambam, is considered a Mechitze with the Reis on the fourth side. But this is like here. The only difficulty in the Rambam is because the Tisefte is like the Reis. Now, the Lashon of Rashi is also like the Raivet. Because the Lashon of Rashi is, Eisei Movi Nitzorich Lechi, the Eisei Geiba Shebitzana Pesach, Havel Mechitze, Aval Pishu Mishapim Heilach. So it's Mitiras Mechitze. Mitiras Mechitze, so it has to be, it is, so, the sli, so it must have a slope of 10 over the, an area of Dalet Ames. But, Tan Mechitze. But according to the Rambam, it's not because of Mechitza, because of a heck. Alright, the next Mishnah. Zorak l'sir dalet ames, v'nizgalgel chutz li dalet ames. Pot, chutz li dalet ames, v'nizgalgel l'tir dalet ames, chayet. So if it flew a chayet, tir dalet ames. And then it proceeded. Beyond that point, so he's potter. Because the first stop of the chayfetz was still al adamis. So the bimele, he cannot be mechuyah. Chutz li dal adamis. But suppose he threw it chutz li dal adamis. And then it came back. Teir dal adamis. So he's chayev because it already made his stop. Chusli dal dames for a moment, as Gemara explains it. So Mimele is chayv. Zorak chusli dal dames and is gal to chayv. Loishin of alerts. Dim kill it's a helenema. It doesn't mean that the chayfets fell and then it was misgalto. Elo sho hu agil gilose mina avia liseo dal dames. So is chayv. So it's high. Now, the Gemara has the kashe, rolling off, chutz li dalet, v'amai azlinon v'asrei. So Rashi applies the Gemara's kashe. The Gemara's kashe to the safe. There is a ratio in the safe. So the safe has reference to the case of Zorak Lisir Daladamis is Galgil Chutz Lidaladamis. So he's put the safe as reference the case, Zorak Chutz Lidaladamis, Vin is Galgil Lisir Daladamis. So now when the Gemara has the Kashi, so does the Gemara have reference to the Reishi, or the Gemara has reference to the safe, or the Gemara has reference to both? So Rashi says, Volinoch Chutz Lidalad. So that means, is the Kashi of the Gemara as reference to the Seif. So why does the Mishnah say in the Seif, Chutz li dal dames, when it's galgo l'seir dal dames, is chayev? Why should it be chayev? But assuming that it wasn't no Chutz li dal dames, so in other words, the ball, let's say, went Chutz li dal dames, and then without stopping, it returned back Teir dal dames. It went back Teir dal dames, so there was no Hanoche, and then where did it stop? So the Anoche was not Chutz li dal dames, so why is it Chayev? So the Gemara gives a teret, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Vushenoch al Gabi Mash. Now, there are two Gersoes. One Gersoes is Noch Mashu, and the other Gersoes is Noch al Gabi Mash. The Goyen says, and on the base, Vushenoch al Gabi Mashu, Torech Leima, Vushenoch Mashu. But actually, it's two Vishenes in the Mir.
It's took your soyis. In other words, if we say nochmash, if we agiris, noch al abimashu, so then it means, suppose it will just remain for a split second, ba'avir. For a split second, ba'avir. Not an, upon anything. So then, he will not be chay. He will not be chay. But if we agiris, so even though it says, orzose yoruach, mashu, afal pisha chosro vichosa chayev, so according to the girse of al gabi mashu, so orzose yoruach means that the ruach stopped it, let's say, upon a certain yose, mashu. But not if the ruach just, the ruach stopped it just to rest for a split second in the avi. Then it's not. According to the girse, as the goyen says, noch mashu, so then even if the ruach held it and stopped the chayfetz for a split second, ba'avir, not upon anything, so he's also chayfetz. Now, the girse, here at Rashi, he says, shenoch al gabi mashu. So the Gemara has the kashe, vore noch, so why should he be chayfetz? Om Rabbi Yechanim, shenoch al gabi mashu. Shomat ktsas, v'hakein izgalgir, v'hoadim imorzose yoruach ba'avir, v'yikvos imiyad. So according to the girse of Noch al Gabi Mashu, as Rashi mentions, so we have to say that if Morzosi Ruach be'avir v'kvosim yad, so the Ruach was mi'akevet upon something. But not if the Ruach was just mi'akevet, he should stand for a split second in the V'hakach ichnisosi. I mean, it always, usually it is like that. If the Ruach stops it, so how could the Ruach stop it that it should rest for even for a moment without anything? So there is something. Ba'avir v'kvosim yad, v'hakach ichnisosi. D'choshiv name hanoche im biser gimu. So, vol omar bi'ich v'shinoch al gabi mashu. One second. And teir gimu of the kala. So, memeile it's considered anoche. Tanya name hoche. Zorak chutz li dalet amis. V'dochfose yoruach. V'ichnisosi. V'av al pisha chozro v'itziyorse ipot. Ochozose yoruach mashu. Av al pisha chozro v'ichnisosi chay. Alright, now let's see the thesis. Or let's go over the whole Gemara after the Mishnah and then the thesis. Omar Rav, Teirgimu le-Rabbonon, Tzorich ha-Noch al-Gabimash. The Teirgimu, so, has to be Noch al-Gabimash. Yosef Merimar v'Koromar lo le-Hoshmait. That Teirgimu le-Rabbonon, in other words, le-Rabbonon di-Pligali le-Rabakim, Izerik mishusayochid le-Shusayochid. Ushusarabim beemtza, the Leslie Putaki Mishuncho, Loitame Bissel Gimu Bede, Rapil Tail Gimu Name, and so if she or Noah. Vimo, Varushusarabim Kula Pot, Vinakimine Name, Vizil Daladam, Ushebolo Noah, Vigiale Ser Gimu, Niskas Gosse, actually North Potter, Kidam Rino Mimasis, Achete Trilose, Visay Fish Gogo, Vilam Rin actually Niska Havali Munach. So, Rashi says here two separate things. First of all, Rashi explains, when Rove says Tergimu l'Rabbonon, which Rabbonon? So Rashi says, Tergimu l'Rabbonon, it means the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva says, Zirik mishtayochi 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 Yisrael, because Plutati Mishemu Chedam Yeh. So when it passed through the Mishtayochi, it's considered, it's imagined, as if it stopped there, Mishtayochi, so Mil Yisrael, and the Rabbonon say, it's Potter. Why? Because the Rabbonon say, Klutolavki Mishemu Chedam Yeh. So Mimele, so when Rabbi says Tergimu l'Rabbonon, Tzorich Hanoch al Gabi Mashu, so he means, so which Rabbonon does he mean? He means the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbonon argue with Rabbi Akiva in the case of Zerik Mishusarabim, Mishusayochid, Mishusarabim Be'emt. But that's one thing. Then Rashi says something else. That when Rove says Teirgimu Tzorich Hanoch al Gabi Mashu, Rove is not referring to the case of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbonon. Rashi mentions the case of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbonon to point out that Rove has in mind the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva. So maybe he mentioned, what do the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva say? They are chilek on Rabbi Akiva in that particular case. But when Rove says Teirgimu Rabbonon Tzorich Hanoch al Gabi Mashu,
he doesn't mean Teir Gimel Lirabonon. So if someone throws a chayfet, Rishus Ayochid, Rishus Ayochid, and Rishus Arabin Beemtza, and he didn't stop in the Rishus Arabin, so then Tzorich Hanochal Kabimash. This is not what Rabbi means. Rabbi has reference to the case where someone was Zerik, Vinach Geminel Nam Zerik Daladamis, where someone was Zerik. Rabbi does not have reference to the case of Zerik, Rishus Ayochid, Rishus Ayochid, Rishus Arabin Beemtza. There's the case of Rabbonon and Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi himself is referring to the case of Zerik Daladamis Rishus Arabin. And he is Zerik Daladamis Rishus Arabin, and then it started to fall. This is the end of Daladamis. It started to fall. And then after it started to fall, so this is the limit. This was the limit of the vertical traveling, of the horizontal movement, or let's say of the ball in the Rishus Arabi. Then after it reached Dalet Ames away from the starting point, so it started to fall. So then, and as after it started to fall, after the ball started to fall, so then he, before it landed on the karka, he reminded himself. Now the halacha is that in order to be chayv v'chatos, so tchilosei v'seife has to be bishvach. But suppose someone would let's say be mavia Mishus Ayochid Mishus Arabin, and before he made the hanoch in the Mishus Arabin, he reminded himself. So he became amazed. He's not chayv v'chatos, because Tchilosei was Bishgogo, but Seifei was already amazed. So there is no chatos. Now the question, so Rabbi is saying, in the case where he was Zeirik, a ball, Daladam is Mishus Arabin, and then the ball reached the limit of the horizontal motion, and it started already. And after the ball started to fall, to go down vertically, so he reminded himself. But he reminded himself before it reached the karka. After it started to fall, but before the ball reached the karka. So he says that he is not chayv v'chatos. Unless there was a certain chip here, after the ball started to fall, so then pochet migimul tvochim from the karka rishus arabim, there was a chip. So then the ball, for a split second, rested on the chip. Ani yossi. And after that, and then it proceeded to fall down to the ground. And after it rested on the yossi, before it rested on the ground, for good, he reminded himself. So in such a case, he would be chayv v'chatos. Because since there was anoch al gabi mashu, before he reminded himself, so that means that when he was in Iskar, after the completion of the Ma'is Aveire, of Zrik, but suppose he did not rest on Yosef before he reminded himself, Teir Gimel, but it was, he reminded himself as it was passing in the Avir, down to the Karka, within Gimel Tvochi. So he reminded himself, so then he is potter. Why? Because in view of the fact that at the time when he reminded himself, the ball had not as yet rested, and it was, even though it was poches migimut vochim from the karka, but it did not as yet rest. So memele, no anoche had taken place yet. And when did the anoche take place? When it landed on the karka. At that time, he was already amazing. So memele, tchilosei bishgogo, v'seif v'meizit, so he's potter v'chadus. V'nachdimin enam lezirin v'aldames, uchshebo lo nuach, v'yigi al lezir gimu, nizkar shvogosei, atcho v'noch, he's potter, k'damrin on mas nisim, atche te tchilosei v'seif v'shgogo, v'leamrin on atcho v'nizkar, hava v'imunach. This is, so in other words, so when Rashi says, Rabbonon diplig alei de Rabbi Akiva, Rashi doesn't mean that Rove as reference to the case of Zerik Mishayoch 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 Rove has reference to the case of Zerik Daladam Mishayoch. And then it started to fall down. And then he reminded himself, after it was Poches Megibul Tvochem from the Kark, and he reminded himself before it rested on Yossi. And then, after he reminded himself, it rested. So then, it's Tchilosi Bishgogo, Viseifei Bimezit, by the time it lands on the Karka, the ball lands on the Karka, so it's already Bimezit, so it's Potter. But if, let's say, before it rests for good on the Karka, so for a split second, it stops on the Yoseid within Gimut Vochim from the Karka Rishus Rabin, and then it proceeds to fall down to the Karka Rishus Rabin, and he reminded himself after it stopped for a split second on the Yoseid that was with two Tvochim from the Karka, so then he's right. This is what he said. Omar Rov, here Gimul Rabbon and Torah Hanochot and Mashu. Yosef Merima become a Rosh Maitz. Omar Rabbin and Ronema, Lav Haina Masnisi. So what kind of a chiddush is Rabbi telling us? So according to what Rabbi Yechanan, according to the way Rabbi Yechanan explains the Mishnah, so it's a Mishnah Mefarashis. Omalei nizgalduk lavai namaslis nikton echutz la'abamis v'nizgalduk chayiv om Rabbi Yechanan mishano hol inoch loy midoloyek me Rabbi Yechanan kishibol isergimu. So it's not a chiddush by Rove. Omalei mizgalgul kamret, mizgalgul in sefer lenuach. Aval hai, kim in sefer lenuach, aval gavdil inoch, kim mandi noch domhe. I could say that. So komash meron. So Rashi says, mizgalgul kamret, dobo sho ruach, mizgalgul in bahavir kamret. Kim nisil lenuach, v'nizkir ad shol inoch, neime kimun ar dome, to sefer lenuach, uchvo bo lezer gimu. In other words, Rove is telling us a big chiddush. Because if Rove hadn't told us this chiddush, that this chiddush, in respect to the specific situation where a person throws a chifetz mitchilas dalet l'seif dalet, and then after it starts, after the chifetz reach the limit of the horizontal motion, and so it's and it started to go down, and he was niskar after the chifetz was poches mitchilas dalet from the karka. So he's potter unless he was niskar after it landed upon a small chip that was poches megimul tvochim from the karka. So Rove is telling us a big chiddush, because if Rove didn't tell us this din in respect to this specific situation, so then I would know from the Mishnah that in case of Zerik Mirshus. That let's say that in case of Zerik, Mirshus Ayochid, Lishus Ayochid, Urshus Arabim Beemza, Vishus Arabim Beemza, or in the case of the Mishnah, of Zerik Daledamis, of Zorak Chutzli Daledamis. In other words, that it was, let's say, he threw the Chayfetz, six Amis, and then the Chayfetz, let's say, and the chifetz, so was poches megimul tvochim from the karka, and then it came back without stopping, and then it came back and it landed within the ladame, so he spotted, because in that case, even though it passed poches megimul tvochim from the karka at the end of the ladame, let's say six ames away from the starting point, but it wasn't destined to rest there. It just passed six amas away from the starting point, but it wasn't destined to rest there, to fall there. And it came back, and it finally rested within Dalet Ames, so it's potter, because it wasn't sefer lenuach. As it passed beyond Dalet Ames, let's say this is beyond Dalet Ames, so it passed, and then it turned around. So when it passed poches megimul tvochim from the karka at six amos away from the starting point, it wasn't destined to stop there. So the Mishnah says the Mishnah says that it's not considered hanoche. So it's not considered hanoche. So the Rabbi Yechanan says in the Mishnah, in such a case, only if at the end of six ames was nochal kamimashu. But so then there was anoche. But if it wasn't nochal kamimashu at the end of six ames, and then he turned around and it finally rested within four ames, so he's potter. Mash, because the fact that it passed pochet migibut vochem from the karka at the end of six ames, where it wasn't destined to fall there, and it didn't fall there, so that certainly is not anoche. Mashenkin in the case where he throws the chifetz aladames and the chifetz reached the limit of its horizontal motion, and then it started to fall to make its vertical motion, and he reminded himself before it rested on the karka. So we could say, in view of the fact that he reminded himself after he reached the limit of the horizontal motion, and he reminded himself after the ball was already two tvochim from the karka and was about to fall in the place where ultimately it did fall. So Memele, since it was safer in Nuach at that time, before he reminded himself, so it's considered Noch. So Kamashulon Hove, that even in that case, so it was not considered Noch at the time when it was two tvochim from the karka, even though it was destined to rest on that place in a vertical direction. So it was destined to rest in the same place, but until it rested in that place on the karka, it was not considered Noch. So that's the big thing. So Mizgalu Kamle, Dovrosho Ruach Migalgalei B'Avir Kamle. So Rashi, I mentioned it, this Rashi, when we are learning the Gemara of Daf Tzadik Zayin. So I mentioned that there is a Shittas Rishonim, that's the Shitta, the second Rosh in the Miri Daf Kuf, here in our Gemara. So he says that if a ball is Mizgalgal, the Chifetz is Mizgalgal on the Karka, which is a Rabbi Mitzel, so then it's certainly considered Hanoche, even though it didn't stop for 1 second, because the fact that the chifetz keeps on rolling on the karka rishus rabim, so that means that it's noch at every point in the karka over which it rolls. So there's the second lashon in the miri here. So other rishonim achilik. In other words, the other rishonim, most rishonim hold that since there has to be hanoch al gabi mashu, so even if the ball rolls on the karka, which is rabim itself, but if it didn't stop even for a split second at a certain point on the karka, which is rabim, so it's not considered hanoch. It's not considered hanoch. Now, Teisves mentions a raya from this gemore that misgalgal al gabi karka is not considered hanoch, because the gemore says Misgalgal kamred, misgalgal in sefer lenuach. So that certainly not considered noch, because it's in sefer lenuach. And Teisves assumed that since the Gemara says misgalgal, so in other words, the Gemara has reference to a case of misgalgal gabakak. So it's a raya that even when a chifet rose on the karkarishus rabin, it's not considered hanoche unless it stops at a certain point, at a certain spot, on the karka rishus rabim for a split second. Otherwise, it's not considered enough. That's Teisves raya, because Teisves assumed that misgalgal means that it was misgalgal on the karka itself. But Rashi, I mentioned at that time when we learned the sugi of Tzadik Zayin, Rashi says misgalgal kamre, dobo shoruach misgalgal ibavir kamre. Why does Rashi have to say dobo shoruach misgalgal ibavir kamre? Why does he have to say that? He doesn't have to say Be'avir. Dobo shoruach migalgalei. The answer is, Rashi agrees with the second Rosh in the Miri, here, Tachkuf. So, what's the shita of the Miri? That where it's misgalgal al gabi karke, so then it's considered noch. Then it's considered noch. In other words, because when a chifet rolls on the karke, that means that in an ideal way, so it makes it stop at every point that it passes. I mean, we cannot perceive it because our perception is not so good. But But in an ideal sense, when a chifet rolls al gabi karke, so it means that for a split second, it is considered to be stopping at every point over which it rolls. Over which rolls, I mean, similar to the halacha of ben Azai, mehalach keimetam. So in other words, so if a chifet rolls al gabi karke, it's considered noch at every point that it passes over. So this is so Rashi shita. That's the shita, second lashon in the Miri. So Rashi, it's mashma that Rashi agrees with the Miri, because Rashi says dovosha aruach mital v'bava kamre. So that's the pshita, that it's not anoch. It's not anoch. Avor hai, but in the case, but Rabbi is referring to the case where the chifetz already reached the limit of the of its horizontal motion, and now it's in the process of the vertical motion. It's in the process of landing. And so it's going to land at the same mocking, but at the bottom. And right, and when it was in his car, before it reached the bottom. But it was already on the vertical plane, so it was already in the same mocking. So Mamele, if Robert didn't tell us this Chidesh, I would say, since it was Poches Migimut Vochim, from the spot on which it is destined to land, and then he finally did land, and he reminded himself after it reached Pochet Migimul Tvochim from that spot, that Sefer Lenoir. So at that moment when it reached Pochet Migimul Tvochim of the vertical, in a vertical plane, I mean, it should be considered Noch. So Kamashulon, the Rove, that it's not Noch. But in the case of Misgalgel, that's a pshites that it's not considered noch. And according to Teisves, it means it's a pshites even if it's misgalgel on the karki. According to Rashi, it's only a pshites that it's not noch if it's misgalgel b'avi apoches migimul tvochim from the karki. But if it's misgalgel on the karki mamesh, then it's noch nam it's noch. That's how it's mashma, like the second washing in the mirror. All right.